Today's devotional is offered by Ricky Hauser from St. John's Lutheran Church. Ricky's devotional takes its inspiration from Luke chapter 1, verses 62 through 66. Luke writes, "And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, 'His name is John.' And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed. And he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, 'What then will this child be?' For the hand of the Lord was with him." Ricky titles his devotional, "When I Grow Up," and uses the following as his guiding verse. "And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, 'What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him.'" Verse 66. What an exciting moment! Elizabeth has just given birth to a son, and God's promise, as always, is fulfilled. That alone is cause for celebration and great joy, but that isn't the only thing that we see happen in these verses. Zechariah, whom had been left unable to speak, as we read about in Chris' scriptures previous, has his speech returned to him, and after which immediately begins praising God. All of this must have been overwhelming and most certainly reason for excitement. However, what I find most exciting about this passage is when it says that the people asked, "What then will this child be?" And it goes on to say, "For the hand of the Lord was with him." I find that so encouraging because it is a reminder that we do not hold our tomorrows in our hands, but we thankfully know who does. He is the great Almighty, and we read countless times throughout the Bible that he has marvelous and wonderful plans in store for us. This baby boy, whom we find out has been called John, has just breathed his first breath of life and had the entire world ahead of him. He could have been anything. He could have done anything. And that is what I love about this verse. It is so full of hope and anticipation to imagine Elizabeth and Zechariah staring down at this new treasure placed within their arms, only able to barely fathom how God was going to one day use this child and consider all of the great things that he would do. Friends, today, we can find hope in the knowledge that God has laid out a beautiful plan for each of us. We couldn't possibly know what we are going to grow up to be someday. But all along, we can have the confidence of God, knowing that we have been destined for great things. Ricky's prayer for us, gracious and loving God, we are thankful for how you hold us in your hands every day, and for how you have promised that you have a plan for each and every one of us. Help us to draw closer to you as we continue to walk in your love and seek your will for us. Amen.